Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A double anniversary day marks the beginning of our discussion today as we observe 200 years of Hindi journalism, which began with the publication of Udant Martand in 1826, and 39 years of Goa statehood, which was granted on 30 May 1987. First, let us consider the significance of Hindi journalism in India's history. The Vernacular Press Act of 1878 and other colonial press laws attempted to suppress the growth of Indian language press, but publications like Udant Martand paved the way for the development of a robust and independent media in the country. What makes this significant is that it highlights the importance of a free press in a democratic society, a value that India has upheld since its independence. Building on this, let us turn our attention to Goa's journey from being a Portuguese colony to becoming the 25th state of India. The state has a unique cultural heritage, with Konkani being added to the 8th schedule of the Indian Constitution in 1992. The opinion poll of 1967 played a crucial role in determining Goa's future, and the state has since then made significant progress in various fields. Now, let us look at some of the current events that are making headlines. India's second Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, has completed his tenure, and this marks an important milestone in the country's defence landscape. The theatrization of India's military under General Chauhan's leadership is a significant development, and it will be interesting to see how the next CDS builds upon this foundation. Remember this number, 24th December 2019, the day the CDS post was created, and 30th September 2022, when General Chauhan took over as the second CDS. Crucially, the international relations landscape is also undergoing significant changes. Myanmar's President Min Aung Hlaing has begun a four-day official visit to India, and this visit is being closely watched by observers. The 11th Quad Foreign Ministers meeting, which took place on 26 May at Hyderabad House, has also been a major talking point, with the India's critical minerals framework being a key area of focus. Note this carefully, the Quad's evolution as an economic security platform, with a $20 billion US critical minerals initiative, is a significant development that will have far-reaching implications for the region. And here is something that surprises many students: the Andaman and Nicobar Command, India's only fully operational tri-service theater command, was established in 2001 and is headquartered at Sri Vijayapuram. Vice Admiral Ajay Kochar, a gunnery and missile specialist, has taken over as the 48th Vice Chief of Naval Staff, and this appointment is significant for India's maritime security. Moving on to the world of science and technology, the Shenzhou 21 taconauts have returned after a record 210-day mission to China's Tiangong Space Station. This is a significant achievement for China's space program, and it highlights the country's growing capabilities in this field. India's own human spaceflight program, Gagnyaan, is also making progress, with the first crewed flight scheduled for Q1 2027. The Bharatiya Antariksh Station, India's planned space station, is expected to be operational by 2035. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have some other important facts to note. The Andaman and Nicobar Command is India's only tri-service theater command, and it was established in 2001. The India-Myanmar land border is approximately 1,643 kilometers long, and there are four bordering states: Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, and Mizoram. The Free Movement Regime, or FMR, was scrapped in 2024. The International Health Regulations, or IHR 2005, came into force on 15 June 2007, and the current Public Health Emergency of International Concern, or FEIC, includes the Ebola Bundibugyo outbreak, which was declared on 17 May 2026. India's only BSL-4 lab is located at the National Institute of Virology in Pune, which was established in 2012. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics we have discussed today, including India's defense landscape, international relations, and science and technology, are all relevant to the UPSC syllabus. The Quad's evolution as an economic security platform, the significance of Hindi journalism, and the development of India's space program are all important areas to focus on. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of these developments for India's strategic position. The country's growing engagement with Myanmar's junta raises important questions about India's neighborhood first policy and its commitment to democratic values. The Quad's Critical Minerals Initiative is also a significant development, with implications for India's energy security and economic growth. In conclusion, today's current affairs have highlighted the complex and interconnected nature of global events. As we observe the anniversaries of Hindi journalism and Goa's statehood, we are reminded of the importance of a free press and the unique cultural heritage of our country. The developments in India's defense landscape, international relations, and science and technology are all significant, and they will have far-reaching implications for the country's future.